Health department eyes are on Oahu to figure out the source of hepatitis A. 135 people have been sickened by the disease. None of them had to be. But by now you know that the highly contagious illness is transmitted through ingested food or water contaminated by fecal matter, which boils down to a lot of people not washing their hands. And there's clear evidence that they don't. Recent studies show anywhere from one half to a third to two thirds of people don't wash their hands or don't wash them long enough. That may make a lot of folks think twice about going to a restaurant. Not good news for Greg Fraser, the executive director of the Hawaii Restaurant Association. He's in our studio now with some words from his industry. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me
today.
Good
to have you here. Yeah. Now, a couple of things that we know about this, that just because the disease has turned up in people who worked at certain places, Baskin-Robbins, Chili's, the Costco Bakery in Hawaii, even at Hawaiian Airlines, it doesn't mean that they were the ones who originated the infection, that they might very well have gotten it someplace else and didn't realize it and passed it on because it's contagious.
Sure, that's exactly right. And, you know, we got to realize that it is still safe to go to these places. Obviously, it's still safe to fly on Hawaiian Airlines or go to Costco or Baskin-Robbins. These are isolated incidents, and they have been, you know, taken care of. They've been addressed.
But we're watching, you know, things, sales at Baskin-Robbins plummet, people looking at you know, restaurants maybe with a fisheye. Even they see the nice green sign up there, the pass that says, yes, you can go in. The mere fact that you can have places that have those green passes that clearly turned up with Hep A is proof that, you know, something has happened. Well, obviously, we're dealing with a human condition, and given a lot of the research that we've seen, even just over the past 2 years, in Canada, in the United States, in Great Britain, that people seem to just forget to wash their hands after they come out of the bathroom.
Well, one of the reasons why the Department of Health and Sanitation have the green placard ruling or process there is when the inspectors go in and they deem a place compliant with the rules and regulations, you'll get that green placard, or if you're not compliant, you'll get a yellow, and God forbid if you get the red, that shuts down your restaurant. Typically, that's for more temperature-related issues than, you know, foodborne illness or whatnot. So if you do see the green placard, that means that that restaurant is compliant. Now, you mentioned it. You need to make sure, the management and the owner need to make sure that your staff is following those rules and regulations. And not only are you washing your hands when you leave the restroom, but there are also hand sinks as you enter back into the kitchen. And that's a requirement from the Department of Health and Sanitation, is that you wash your hands at both places, because you don't know what you're touching on the way from the restroom back into the kitchen.
All of this, I'm sure, has been a great headache for a lot of people who have restaurants or other hospitality concerns. And they're trying to make sure that people understand that they are doing their best to follow the rules. But given the fact that there is a vaccine for this, is this something that you think that your industry would be in favor of having anyone who is working in food service at all having to have a vaccination? I mean, we make kids have TB vaccinations before they go to school.
Sure.
Why would this be potentially any different?
Well, now that it's been coming to light more and more, and some of the media is calling it an outbreak, we've looked at it for the past few weeks. The Hawaii Restaurant Association has done some research into exactly, you know, where can you get these vaccination shots? Obviously, the pharmacies. And we've contacted a couple dozen of the pharmacies here locally. And, you know, we're finding that there are varied levels of cost for the vaccination shot. We're finding that you need a prescription from your doctor. We're finding that some of the health insurance providers cover it. But we're not exactly sure, or the pharmacy's not exactly sure what your copay will be and what the cost will be. So we found that it's not very easy for somebody just to go down and, you know, like how easy it is to get a flu shot today. You know, you go down and they're free, and it takes you 5 minutes and you're in and out. So one of the things that the Hawaii Restaurant Association has been working on is getting with some of the healthcare providers and seeing how we can make this easier. And we do have a plan in place right now with HMAA. And if you contact HMAA, you can have their wellness department will help you to set up your employees and smooth the process and ease the process for you to get your employees vaccinated.
And that's great if you've got HMAA, right?
Well, not only for HMAA. They're also helping anybody out there. It's not only HMAA clients of theirs.
So they're willing to be the conduit regardless of what your insurer may be providing.
Exactly.
Because this is such an issue with people who work in food service at whatever level, and as you mentioned, that it's not easy to go off and just say, hello, doctor, I need to have a hepatitis A inoculation. Thank you very much. It's not that simple by any means. This still comes back down to what we teach people and how we watch each other. I will raise my hand and say that, yes, I've been in restrooms and I've watched people come out of them and literally walk right past the sink. Now, I think I may be turning into my grandmother because I will turn and say to them, aren't you going to wash your hands? Now, maybe that sounds horribly intrusive to some people, but when you're working in food service, is there a collaborative effort to help people to remember? Because you could have something on your mind and just, you know, blindly walk by. I'm not trying to impugn people's dignity, but to be able to say, this is an important thing. This is totally preventable. We don't have to have people sickened by something like this.
Right, and it is as easy as washing your hands. I mean, the vaccination is one thing, and that that's something that we're recommending that everybody get anyway. But it's you know, when you say an employee goes to the restroom and did you wash your hands, it's something very difficult to monitor. It does come down to continued training. It does come down to continued awareness of your staff and having meetings with your employees and saying, what would happen if the same thing that happened to Baskin-Robbins or Chili's happened to our restaurant? We may definitely going to have to cut back hours. We may have to cut back some of our staff because we're
sales
losing
have just
revenue.
Dropped.
Sales
yeah.
are going down, and what are we going to do? We're not going to need as many people in the kitchen or on the floor, and you know, it's going to impact us all, not just the bottom line for the restaurant. Everybody's going to be impacted. So if you translate it in those terms to your staff that this impacts your bank account, that this impacts your ability to pay your bills and your rent, you know, maybe they'll take it more into, you know, consideration more seriously.
Right, because sometimes you have to impact someone's wallet to be able to
exactly.
make a point. But there's also the issue of not just washing your hands and telling people to do that and reinforcing that message, but the way in which they wash their hands. Because mm-hmm. a lot of other studies are showing that although people may stop and wash, they're not washing long enough. And you know what we tell little kids about singing happy birthday twice and
sure.
washing your hands and all of that. You know, trying to make something light of it just to make sure that people actually do it and understand that if you have this kind of issue with your restaurant, as Baskin-Robbins will attest, and you watch your sales drop in high double digits, that may mean that somebody doesn't have a job anymore.
You're exactly right. And just because you run your hands underwater after you use the restroom doesn't mean you wash your hands. I think that soap is very important to that process. And there are actually special soaps that are out there that help to fight the bacteria and get the germs off your hands better. And we do see a lot of restaurants that are using that, especially at the hand sink in the kitchens. It does cost a little bit more than your average hand soap, so they may not use it in all the restrooms for everybody. But we do recommend that they use it in the hand sink in the kitchen. It does help to, you know, decrease the possibility of spreading germs.
All right. Well, we got to go, and we hope that when everybody else does too, they wash their hands.
True.
Thanks very much for coming in.
And thank you for having me.
Greg Fraser, the executive director for the Hawaii Restaurant Association.